This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Anti-racism protests took place around the world Saturday, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody 3 weeks ago in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Racial equality demonstrators in the United States continue calling attention to the deaths of two more black men, one who was found hanging from a tree in California, and another who was fatally shot by police outside a restaurant in the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later. Meanwhile, in Europe, far-right activists scuffled with police in London and Paris. The confrontations happened as more Black Lives Matter demonstrations unfolded nearly a month after Floyd's death in police custody, after a white police officer pressed a knee to his neck for nearly 9 minutes. The violent clashes in London led to police arresting over 100 people after thousands of self-styled, quote, patriots, backed by far-rights groups, gathered in the central part of the city. Television footage showed some agitators throwing punches, bottles, and smoke bombs at officers, as well as scuffling with rival protesters supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Those assembling said they were there to guard statues and memorials vandalized during recent anti-racism protests sparked by the killing of Floyd. British police said Sunday they had arrested a man suspected of urinating on a memorial to an officer slain in a 2017 terror attack. Protests turned violent in France Saturday as riot police fired tear gas at some protesters while arresting others during anti-racism rallies in Paris and Nantes, France. People gathered in Place de la République, chanting "No justice, no peace" beneath the statue of Marianne, while also vandalizing storefronts and holding up various signs of Black unity. This is VOA News. The Minnesota agency that represents retired public workers says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is eligible to receive pension benefits during his retirement years, even if he's convicted of killing George Floyd. Chauvin faces 40 years in prison on charges of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter in the May 25th death of Floyd. The Minnesota Public Employees Retirement Association said in a statement that former employees who meet length of service requirements qualify for benefits regardless of whether they quit or are fired. Citing state law, the agency says those payments are not affected by criminal charges or convictions. Atlanta police chief is resigning after an officer fatally shot a man who snatched an officer's taser and ran during a struggle in a restaurant parking lot. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced police chief Erica Shields' resignation Saturday. The mayor told reporters she doesn't believe the shooting of a 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks was justified. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said Brooks resisted attempts to be taken into custody after he failed a field sobriety test, and a struggle ensued over a taser. A video showed Brooks appearing to point an object at an officer while running before he was shot. Protesters Saturday night shut down a highway and set fire to the Wendy's restaurant where Brooks was fatally shot the night before. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday the U.S. anti-racism protests were a sign of deep crisis in the country. These are his first comments on the situation. Quote, "What has happened is a sign of some deep-seated internal crisis," end quote, Putin said in a television interview. Globally, there are more than 429,000 people who have died from COVID-19, and in the United States, that figure is more than 115,000. The number of confirmed infections globally is more than 7.7 million, and in the U.S., more than 2 million confirmed cases. Brazil has now overtaken the U.K. and has the second highest number of deaths and continues to have the second highest number of infections. The southwestern Beijing district of Fengtai has put itself on a wartime footing after a cluster of coronavirus infections centered around a market sparked fears of a new wave of COVID-19. A district official told a briefing that 45 people out of 517 tested with throat swabs had tested positive. The market was shut down at 3 a.m. local time Saturday after two men working at a meat research center who had recently visited the market were reported to have the virus. It is not immediately clear how they had been infected. 11 neighborhoods in the vicinity of the market, which claims to be the largest agricultural wholesale market in Asia, had been locked down with 24-hour guards put in place. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.